delivery man confesses to Texas kidnapping. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner arrested on charges of kidnapping and killing a 7-year-old Texas girl on his FedEx delivery route. Fox's Charles Watson.
Driver Tanner Lynn Horner was arrested and charged with capital murder and kidnapping after confessing to abducting Strand from her father's home in Paradise, Texas last week and later killing the young girl. A Texas woman says that she has been sounding alarms about Horner for years. In a post on Facebook, the 23-year-old woman, whose name we're keeping private, says Horner assaulted her 8 years ago when she was a minor. These Horner has not been charged in connection to those assault allegations. As for FedEx, they released a statement saying that their hearts go out to the family of 7-year-old Athena Strand. They also say that they continue to cooperate with police. As far as a motive in this case, it is unclear at the moment.
The suspect is being held in jail on $1.5 million bail. Smuggling of both people and drugs is on the rise on the southern border. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Texas state troopers stopped 45 pounds of cocaine that attempted to enter through a Hidalgo County, Texas. A truck driver was smuggling them in 17 packages individually wrapped, and they were concealed in a special compartment built into that truck. That cocaine seizure was part of Operation Lone Star, spearheaded by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He boasts that the Lone Star has now seized over 353 million lethal doses of fentanyl, made more than 22,000 criminal arrests, almost 20,000 resulting in felonies. But Abbott presses the point that Texas is doing the job that should be done by the federal government, securing the nation's border.
Of illegal border crossers expires later this month. And on Wednesday, the Supreme Court hears a controversial North Carolina elections case that could have dramatic implications for the 2024 presidential election. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tis the season for too much eggnog, cookies, and sweets. Fox's Lisa Brady has more on how to stay healthy in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. The early detection of cancer can help save lives. And now, researchers in Japan say they've created the first ever early detection kit for pancreatic cancer, a unique process using tiny worms to try and identify the hard-to-diagnose disease. Researchers say it's important to be able to sense very trace amounts of chemicals. That's exactly what these worms do. Users send urine samples to a lab where scientists genetically modified the worms to swim away from cancer samples. If the results show a high risk for cancer, patients can undergo additional testing and avoid false positives. Researchers hope to have it available in the U.S. sometime next year. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A judge has stopped a New Jersey bear hunt that was scheduled to begin today. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
A New Jersey appeals court judge says the 2022 bear hunt won't happen today after issuing an order temporarily stopping it. Three animal protection groups had made the request. NJ.com reports the hunt had gotten last-minute approval from Governor Phil Murphy 2 weeks ago. He had long promised to end the event and did so in 2020, then reversed that decision last month. The hunt is scheduled to coincide with the six-day firearm season for deer. And while many deer hunters have purchased bear permits, they may not be able to use them due to the ruling. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The national average gas price is now where it was a year ago. Right now, the Lundberg average price of a gallon of gas is $3.54, and diesel prices average $5.19 a gallon. Oil experts say we haven't seen the lowest gas prices yet, so expect to see them continue to drop for the next 60 days. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.